Travel Mum.
Yeah, we are getting into our Travel Mum, brand new segment on the show, because none of us have got young kids any. Well, I used to have, but not anymore, and you guys haven't yet. So we thought we'd get somebody in that knows what they're talking about when it comes to travelling with kids.
Yeah, we thought we need an expert because, I mean, we have opinions. We have a lot of opinions, don't we, Zara?
Yes, we do. Yeah. And we sometimes get thrown
especially
over the coals about them.
You haven't got any kids. How can you comment?
Do you know, my sister put something up the other day on Facebook that said I was the perfect parent until I became a mother. But what we have decided to do is get in a real expert, and that expert is Andrea Bailey. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, hi.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, now tell us about what makes you an expert with travelling with kids.
Well, I've got kids.
Yeah.
I've got three of them, all girls.
Okay.
They're age 9, 6 and 2.
Uh-huh.
And we've loved travel always, so we've always made it a point to travel with them as well. So I guess that's what qualifies me.
Great. Okay, and who's your favourite? I'm only joking.
I won't answer that one.
Are they listening, do you think? Or will they be at school?
They will be listening in, yes.
Oh, right. A lot of pressure for mum.
So do you take them somewhere every year? Do you do a lot of travel with them?
Yes, we do. Most of our trips are with them. So we've done cruises and we've done, you know, theme parks, a lot of travel with them.
Lucky kids, eh?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're going to look at somewhere different every single week. What
yes,
did you
yeah.
pull out of the bag for us this week?
This week, we're going to look at Hong Kong as the destination for family travel. So that's about 7 hours from here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing place because there's a lot to do. It's quite geared towards families and small children as well. So
I've been to Hong Kong.
Yeah, me too.
And I never would have thought of it as a place for young children, would you?
Well, not until I went out to Disneyland, but there's Ocean Park as well. I mean, there's a lot of, attractions, I think, for children to get involved with, well as for adults as well. I mean, it's first of all, it would have struck me as an adult destination, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But then the more you explore, you more realise that, it's a great place for families as well.
That's correct.
How long are we going to go for? Like, how long would you need there?
I would say about 5 to 7 days for a quick trip. So it's like a city break, but then, that would be a short trip. Yeah.
And what kind of holiday would it be?
Action-packed for sure. Lots of activity. Yeah.
So. I remember from Hong Kong having to walk a lot. There's a lot of walking involved.
Yeah, it's a hilly place, isn't it?
Yes, it's all up and down. There's lots of trams and buses. So it's good, yeah. Mm. It's interesting.
And of course, there's two sides to Hong Kong, isn't there? There's Kowloon side as
yes,
well.
Yes, there's mainland Kowloon, and then there's Hong Kong Island and Lantau Island, where Disneyland is.
Yeah.
So there's, and it's all quite well connected by metro and by the public transport, basically. So you can get around quite easily.
So flight-wise, I'm imagining that it's pretty expensive with kids.
Yeah.
To get Hong Kong.
Yes, it would be about, you're looking at about maybe 3,000 approximately per person, depending on the age of the children, of course, that would change.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So if it's under 2, you'd have a discounted rate, of course.
Right.
Yeah. They get discounts under 2?
On airfares, I mean, they would be less. Yeah, you'd be paying less for under 2s.
Oh, I'll be traveling as much as possible if I had number 2.
Yes, that's what a lot of people do, actually.
Now, if we were going with, with the family kind of itinerary in mind, where would be a good place to stay? Should we stay on Hong Kong Island or on Kowloon?
I would say Hong Kong Island because that's actually where you can actually connect to Kowloon as well as Lantau quite easily, because it's kind of like a triangle, and this is one of the points in the in the center, kind of that's easy to get around from. So there are suburbs around like Wan Chai, which are quite nice. They've got a lot of accommodation options.
Yeah.
3, 4, 5 star, not difficult to find places to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
And what kind of prices are we looking at?
You'd be looking at approximately, if you're looking at a 5-star for say a family of 4, so you're looking at maybe 2 adults and 2 children, it's probably priced at around approximately 500 dirhams per night.
Okay.
For a 4-star, going up to maybe 1,500 dirhams per night for a 5-star.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So it is affordable then, even though it might be a bit expensive on the air travel. Perhaps we can,
you could make up
on
the accommodation. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
Are you able to get direct flights? Because is that something that parents worry about?
Yes, you would be able to. Emirates, Etihad go direct, so that's not an issue at all. Yeah, you'd be able to get there easily.
What's better for mums? Is it, because I sometimes think it might be better to split it up, get them off, get them changed.
You know, that's a good question. A lot of people have different points of view. I believe, from experience, I think direct flights are always better because you get it over with quickly. You don't have to stop. Because stopping and breaking journey then adds a few hours more to your whole trip, and that's just prolonging it, you know.
Yeah, from my experience, I think it's better to get it over in one
like
chunk.
A plaster, rip it off.
Yeah, grin and bear it for, I mean, how many hours are we talking about to Hong
Kong? It's about 7 to 9 hours, depending each way.
So, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not too bad. Now, once we get there, what are some of the things that kids are absolutely going to love to do?
Absolutely must-see Disneyland, of course. That is one of the must-sees. You've got Ocean Park.
However, Zara said the other day that it's the parents who want to go to Disneyland.
Is that true?
I mean, I have to admit, I was one of those parents. Yes! It was one of the things that I really wanted to see. But my kids did have a good time as well. Yeah. So
they like it too.
Yeah. Yes, shall we get a kid's eye view of Disneyland?
Yes,
yeah, let's have a listen.
When I went to Disneyland Hong Kong, there was one place called It's a Small World of Small Puppets. And there were boats. And the boats would move on their own. There were also some puppets dressed up in costumes of their own country. It was very nice.
Oh, it's a small world after all.
That's Kezia, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Your little girl, she's six?
She's 6 years old, yeah.
How many times did she make you go on that ride? Because when I went to Disney World, I think I forced my mum and dad to take me on it 3 times.
Well, she wanted to go again, but unfortunately, the lines were really long. Mm. The queues were really long, so we couldn't get on it more than once. But definitely next time you're there.
And actually getting to Disneyland, did you take that? They've got a special train, haven't they, that is laid on from kind of downtown Hong Kong straight to the park?
Yes. So basically, you connect from the Hong Kong island by metro. And then at one particular station, you would change. And that's where you would get on the special Disney train. So all the windows have Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah, you can't miss
really
it.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of other things that you said that kids would quite like. What's the Madame Tussauds?
So that's basically up on the peak, which is one of the main highlights within the city of Hong Kong. You've got the tram that goes up, which is really nice. That's a nice experience as well. And once you're up there, then that's where you would see Madame Tussauds, yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot for adults as well up there.
Yes.
I mean, the views are stunning.
It's absolutely
great
amazing.
Great for selfies. It's like got to be one of the selfie capitals on the planet. Madame Tussauds as well, it's one of the bigger ones. There's a lot to see in there.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there's quite a bit to see. And there's restaurants, there's shops, you know, and it's a nice day out. You could start early, in the morning and then kind of take it half a day, like a half day trip.